So we're looking at another strong winter storm moving into the area for Thursday night into Friday, probably lasting into Saturday morning. We're looking at snowfall or totals close to what we had right now, if not a little more. The biggest change in this one is that the heavier snow axis has moved will be a little bit further east, more like along the river and east of the Mississippi River. Right now, it's just looking at a guidance, and that area has a 70 to 90% chance of seeing over 6 inches of snow. And that far out, 2 to 2.5 days out right now, that's a pretty good strong sign. So it's going to be impactful again. We're looking at the high snowfall, and then we're going to get windy again. And this one looks like it packs even more punch with the wind. And since the snow is going to be a little bit drier than this one, we expect it to blow and drift a lot more than what we saw after this recent storm.
And then the temperatures are going to be much lower too, is that right?
That's correct. We're looking at temperatures that are going to be the coldest of the season. We're looking at lows Saturday through Monday through MLK Day being below zero for lows. Even into the teens below zero, and wind chills will probably be 20 to 30 below zero in the morning and overnight in both all those mornings. So unfortunately, we are going to get a full taste of winter pretty quick here.
And as far as that system that comes through Thursday night, you mentioned the high winds. Those will last during the overnight hours, Friday night into early Saturday morning?
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of an issue into the morning with roads covered with blowing and drifting snow into Saturday morning than we did with this one. So, yeah, I think that's going to be an issue, and our temperature's going to drop quick, too. So we were kind of saved with this system since we were a little bit warmer, and we had a lot of wet snow, and the roads were still pretty warm, and we stayed mostly above freezing during the entire event. So it was easier to clear this one, and I'm afraid the next one's going to be a lot harder with the blowing and drifting, and the temperature is dropping pretty quickly.